These are the sounds of Sandyland, a scrapbook of sounds gathered from the many corners of AHS during the year 1958-59. These are the memoirs of a year that followed the peak of an era. Some said that 57-58 was the last great year for Amarillo High School, the school being split again by the emergence of a new high school, Tascosa, which halved our enrollment and more than halved our talent and ability. Whether this year was to be great, mediocre, or tragic was still a prognostication as we came to school on September 1st, the beginning day of school for the year. Sophomores and juniors smiled into assembly line cameras and paid, or promised to pay, picture fees. 13 days later, the yearbook staff members attended the 7th annual yearbook clinic at the new high school, Tascosa. The first pep rally of the year, designed to boost the team for their fight against Pascal of Fort Worth, was called during the assembly on the 16th. The game was the 19th with the score AHS 0, Pascal 8. Whether this was an indication of things to come was the question on everyone's mind. October was the month of historic events, both in the world scene and in the school. On Wednesday, October the 8th, Pope Pius was dead. The second attempt of getting a moon rocket into space blasted upward on the 11th and returned a day later, after reaching an altitude of 79,120 miles. The U.S. entered the commercial jet age with a Boeing 707 flight from New York to Belgium on the 17th. Meanwhile, we sat back, studied, loafed, and watched our political elections.
We're gonna have fun.
Yes, because we're voting for Darryl Strively, Waldo boy, for president of the senior class at Amarillo High School. Waldo, where's your ballot, boy?
Tom Marsh and Darryl Strively tied for senior class president, 179 to 179, the first time in history of AHS. The runoff elections were held on the 14th. The final result, Darryl won, 204 to 184. October 16th, the student body met at Memorial Park to carry out a tradition. Armed with candles and voodoo powers, the annual Hex the Horrorster pep rally got underway. Pep rallies ran every Friday for 5 weeks, but these were darkened by the announcement that 1,350 students heard on the morning of the 30th. Mr. Norman came on the PA with the final word of encouragement for the many discouraged, some amused, and some angry AHS students.
We want you to remember the old adage, the darkest hour is just before dawn. Weaklings will mope and quit and keep returning to the graveside for more weeping and wailing. This does no good for anybody. We may be down, but we're definitely not out.
Where were you on the afternoon of Saturday, November 1st? If your name is Bill Latson, you are directing the Sandy Band and the school song. If your name is Sam Peachy, you are standing beside your team on the west sidelines. If you are Bill Reed, you are waiting for the kickoff that will start the first Amarillo High School Tascosa football game. If you are some 400 special students, you are attired with 2-foot square cards for the card section. But if you are like most of us, you are a spectator in the stands, one of the many fans that went boom at the sound of the kickoff.
There's the whistle as we get the ball game underway. Morgan moves the ball. It's a low bounding kick going to the 25. It's knocked down there momentarily by the halfback, fullback Reed. Reed is back to the 40-yard line, and there he is snowed under by a host of the red-shirted Rebels, and the lad leading the way was Gene Gifford in there to make the tackle along with Bill Ardess.
The final score was 28-12, their favor. November watched the Bel Canto Chorale practicing for the first operetta that we would have had in 3 years. HMS Pinafore, the subject of scene builders, choir singers, and also the subject for some of the most horrible concoctions of PA commercials, which all ended with the same word, crazy. The performance, starring Darryl Strively and Margaret Peterson, was on the night of November 21st. The 13th was the regal date for that month, the coronation of Queen Christie. I can hear it now.
Most royal subjects of Amarillo High School, to you I extend my love and sincerest gratitude for this honor you have bestowed upon me. I hereby pledge to keep faith with your trust and to serve you with all the wisdom and justice which representative government reveals. You do me honor, and I offer my faithful services to the realm of AHS.
Amarillo High had its exchange student, but this year it had two guests from foreign lands. Our exchange student was Dorrit Madsen from Denmark.
My ideas about America have always been something like America, the wonderland, So when I was told that I was chosen to go to Texas, I just couldn't believe it.
And a girl named Helga Thompson from Germany.
Thank you very much that I have the chance to tell you all how I like it here in Texas. When I came over, I didn't expect that you were riding on horses or driving the cattle, but I think there are still some things left that you know this is Texas.
The football season was over. The forecast that this year would flop from the football angle seemed to come true. Polk Street heard the victory bell for the last time on September 26th as it chanted the news of AHS winning over San Angelo 12-7. December 2nd found the orchestra in Perryton playing for the Christmas pageant. It also found 90 dead in Chicago from the tragic Roman Catholic school fire. December 4th found the opening of a new phase in the educational program for AHS, accelerated classes. These were to be an experiment to see if it was possible to have classes based on student ability. But out of the many seniors eligible, very few applied. As one example, there were only 17 applicants for senior English. Saturday the 6th found June Stevens crowned queen of the snowflake ball, with Jeanette Alexander and Donna Willoughby as runners-up. Yes, Christmas was coming, and the student body started planning for the annual gift of food to the children's home. Boxes were built and decorated by each home room. On Friday the 19th, class officers and student council members carried the many boxes of canned food, while the guests from the home looked on as box after box was placed at the base of the school Christmas tree. The final count was over 1,000 cans of food, along with $151.73 donated by the students during a collection held that morning. Mr. McCarter, head of the home, said,
"On behalf of the boys and girls at the children's home, our staff members and our board of trustees and our friends, we're most happy to receive this wonderful cash offering you folks have here and this much more wonderful offering of foodstuffs. This morning you fill our hearts to overflowing, but the good part of it is you'll fill our stomachs all the year through."
1959 dawned bright and clear. On Saturday, January 3rd, Texas lost its acquired 114-year-old ego with the admittance of Alaska into the Union. We had a surplus of 48 star flags and territorial maps of Alaska. It has long been the adage that the only thing between the North Pole and Amarillo was a barbed wire fence. This was proven when Alaska joined the Union. When the statehood announcement was made, the temperature in Juneau was zero, and Amarillo, -2. January 4th found the lowest temperature reading in 8 years, -11. We started to school again on the 5th, and the next day the accelerated class program was officially dropped. Most school activities slowed to a standstill with the advent of semester exams. At 3:35 in the afternoon of January 22nd, the first semester ended after this timely message by Mr. Peachy.
"Wait for the bell."
The second semester, known to us by either 22, 32, or 42, started on the 26th. February started with everybody signing papers. Class favorite competition had begun. At the deadline, there were 29 petitions turned in by the sophomores, 33 by the juniors, and 27 by the seniors. Friday the 13th was the date of the Miss Sandyland contest. The finalists, judged by the audience, were Martha Amos, senior, Sharon K. Fields, junior, and Sharon Vineyard, sophomore. The winner was to be announced the next night at the popularity ball. Royce Brown and Martha Amos were senior favorites, and Sharon Vineyard was Miss Sandyland for 1959. March found the AY sponsoring Twerp Week, with Stacy Lacey being elected Twerp King. Easter holidays arrived and passed, and the drama students made final preparations for the contest play, and practice was already starting for the three-act play to be given in May. There comes one day in the year that every senior waits for with happiness, and the teachers wait for in dread. That is Kid Day. Kid Day this year was first scheduled for May 8th, then changed to May 1st, and again changed to April 17th. Here is the day where the upperclassmen trade white shirts, school books, and sophistication for sun suits, suckers, and spontaneity. Seniors romped through the halls before school, recited the 3 R's until noon, where they were released for a holiday. This was the first official senior activity of the year. This was followed by the junior-senior prom and the all-night party, which followed graduation. Graduation. The goalpost of 12 years of schoolwork. Baccalaureate exercises were held on the Coliseum on May 24th, and graduation took place on May 28th. 400 seniors proudly marched up the west side of the arena, past the orchestra playing Pomp and Circumstance, and past the Bel Canto Corral. They climbed up the platform as students and left it with diploma in hand as graduates. Misty-eyed parents happily watched in the seats, thinking of when they had done the same thing. This was to be a parting of the ways. They left Amarillo High for the last time, never to return as students. But they left behind them memories and actions that will long be remembered in the minds of the faculty and future students. They left as a senior gift the school seal in granite on the front wall. But more important, they left a determination in the minds of the students to come to bring AHS back to the standing it once possessed. Yes, we were down, but we were not out. As the seniors marched out the south doors of the Coliseum, they recalled the words of Robert Ashworth, superintendent of schools, as he spoke to them for the first time.
You'll soon forget all else that I have said this morning, but I hope you can remember one thing, and that is that democracy is always bought on the installment basis, and every generation must make a payment.
Whether this payment would be made is a question left unanswered. The answer will come in future years. But the fact remained, as they left AHS bound for college or a career, they were ready to make that payment.